Tonight, take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. And you'll recognize when you get there, this is a part of what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer. We dealt with a portion of this some time back, and tonight I'm going to take another phrase of this. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter number 6. And His disciples were talking about praying and giving alms, and he tells them in verse number 7, when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. When I read that verse, I sort of think of the chants that so many people do, that's words over and over and just chanting continually. And here the Lord says, don't do as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. And that reminds us of Elijah on Mount Carmel when they had the battle between he and the prophets of Baal. They did much chanting. They thought they could yell and holler and thought they could get attention to their God. And so the Lord reminds his disciples, and by the way, that's good information there for anything. Don't do as the heathen do, whether it be praying or actions or ways and things that we see around us. We just ought not to do like the heathen. Those that are lost, we ought not to follow their pattern and the plan that is given. And so he tells them, he says in verse number 8, we'll pick up reading here and read down a few verses. He says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. Now, I'm glad tonight that we have a God that knows our needs before we ever utter a word. He knows the needs and the desires. He knows what our heart yearns for. He knows everything about us. And He says in this manner, in verse number 9, He says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. A model prayer that the Lord gave to his disciples. He said, when you pray, pray after this manner. Now, we could take quite a few times and quite a few services and deal with this particular model prayer. It's really not the Lord's Prayer. It's just a model for us to follow after, for us to pattern our prayer life, to realize certain things in our prayer life should be evident and present. And the very first thing is a recognition that our Father is in heaven. I'm glad tonight He is there taking care of every need that is there for us, and He handles everything there. And then, but I want us to look at verse number 11 tonight. Give us this day our daily bread. Today, what we have need of today. Now, there's a lot of people who probably do not pray this prayer. There's a lot of folks that think they're self-sufficient and they can take care of their own needs and they can take care of what they have need of and they don't need God. And we live in a society today that many people feel that way. And so, I'm afraid there are even some Christians that feel like for daily needs and daily things that we really do not have to have too much of the Lord's help. But you let us get in trouble, we call upon Him. You let things go wrong, then we begin to call upon the Lord. And so this is maybe one of the least parts of this model prayer that that Christians pray, especially in America. And we realize that He gives us our daily bread, but sometimes we become so self-sufficient that if we're not careful, we'll be tempted just to not consider, not to worry about that. But every day that we pray to our Heavenly Father, and we ask Him, and we recognize who He is and what He has done for us, and what a wonderful Father He is. Oh my, what a wonderful God that we serve, and we serve Him out of love and compassion that He had for us. Of course, we love Him, we adore Him, but it's because we repay what He has done for us. We love Him because He first loved us, and we work for Him, and we serve Him because He first did those things for us. He is a wonderfully holy God, and we recognize that He is the one that will take care of us, and we pray with anticipation of the coming of the Lord. I'm glad He's coming one day, coming very soon, and we look forward to that. All you got to do is read the newspaper and listen to the news, and you'll begin to say, I'll be so glad when He comes. I don't know when He's coming, but I believe He's coming soon. The generation of Christianity has always believed in the imminent return of the Lord. But as we see things around us, we certainly can find things in the Word of God that point us that we should lift up our heads, our eyes, and realize that our redemption draweth nigh. The day comes shortly, comes soon, that we shall be with Him. We find that the Scripture gives us the attitude of the modern day church, found in Revelation chapter number 3. Turn over, if you would, in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 14. This is the message that is given to the last church here in the book of Revelation, the church of Laodicea. Now, Laodicea was a time, and it just simply means people's rights. This is my right, I'll do what I please, and that certainly describes the era and describes the time in which we live. But notice here what the message is to this church here concerning their state of affairs. It says, "And the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And here's why. He says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing." That is the attitude many, many times of the churches of our particular time frame of life. We have riches. We have what we need. We really do not need God. And so that does away with the prosperity gospel. That does away with the crowds that name it and claim it. That does away with the attitudes that we are rich and we have need of nothing. And the Lord said, this is your summation of your condition. But the Lord, when He made His summation of their condition, it was a little bit different. They said they were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. So I doubt very seriously they pray, give us this day, because they already have it. They've already got. But the Lord says, thou knowest not, thou wretched and miserable, poor, blind, naked. And then He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. The white raiment shall thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. That's the message the Lord gave to this church that had need of nothing. That's the message the Lord gave to this church that had the attitude, I don't have to pray for my daily bread. I don't have to take time to do that, because we have everything provided for us. And we in America, if we're not careful, we'll have that attitude because we feel like we're self-sufficient. We feel like we can support ourselves. But we may have a lot of temporal things. And this church may have had riches as far as the world was concerned, but they were very, very, very unspiritual. And they had the difficulties that were annoying to the Lord, and He said, you need to buy of me. You need to take my side. You need to be on the spiritual side. And so we sometimes soon forget what the Lord's done for us. And I believe the warning here to the church of Laodicea is that you better repent, turn from that, because they had the wrong attitude and they had the wrong idea. They had no need of anything. Everything was provided for them. Psalm 106, verse 13 says, they soon forgot His works. They waited not for His counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And He gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul. So God gave them, God blessed them even in the wilderness, but their soul, the spiritual side of the people of Israel, were very lean. They had need of many, many things. They had the manna from heaven. They had the way of having food given to them. And they had all that was there, but their soul was lean. And here in America, I think we have a lot of temporal things. We have a lot of things that's good for us personally, but I'm afraid our soul is very, very lean, and we have great needs. And so the Laodiceans had a wrong idea about their condition. Here the Lord says, when you pray, pray about me giving you bread. The Lord says, when you pray, He says, you pray, give us this day our daily bread. We sometimes are too interested in tomorrow, and the Lord just says, take care of today. For tomorrow we'll have to pray again, take care of today. And the Lord doesn't want us to hoard up a bunch for the future. He wants us to depend upon Him every day of our life, that we can serve Him. And so God will give to the believer the things that's needed for their life. And I want to think just for a little bit about this daily bread as a prayer of our life and give some examples. We'll quickly go through these and we'll have our prayer requests and prayer time. And but our daily bread and our daily prayer ought to be that we are determined that we're going to serve the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness. And He says, then these things, He says in verse 32, 33, these things are added unto you. Verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And these things are what we have need of. These things are what we have to have for daily life and bread and substance of life. God says you seek first the kingdom of God. And He said, I'll add these things to your soul. And so I want to just look at two or three people tonight and notice how that they sought God first and how that God provided for them. And I believe if we seek God first, I believe God will provide for us. He will help us. He will give to us those things needed, and He'll give us our daily bread. If you turn over to, and we're not going to read all these verses, but in 1 Kings, you'll find there's a man by the name of Solomon. And Solomon's getting ready to, he's going to be king of Israel. And the Lord told him, and He appeared to him. And He says in verse number 3, He says, the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Solomon, just ask me what you want. That's a pretty good blank check. I mean, when God comes to an individual and say, whatever you want, I'll supply it, because we know He can supply it. We know He can do that. And so Solomon could have had anything his heart's desire. And he says here continue reading, and Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness and uprightness of heart. And then he goes on and says, oh, in verse number 7, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. I am but a little child. I know not how to, what does he say? I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come in. Solomon was a man that he admitted to the Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know how to do the job that I've got. And he says, I know not how to go out or come in. Verse 8, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted. Give therefore, he says, here's what my request is. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Now, he could have asked for riches. God would have given him riches. He could have asked for anything, but he realizes the great task that was before him. And really what he was saying, give me my daily bread. He was really saying, this is what I have need of. And so he tells him, Therefore, give me an understanding heart to judge people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And then the Bible says the speech pleased the Lord. Well, it's good to be pleasing to the Lord. So Solomon sought after the things that was needed in his life. He could have had houses, he could have had lands, he could have had money, he could have had riches more than anyone, but he simply asked God, "Give me understanding, give me wisdom, that I may lead this people. It's a great people that can't be numbered. It's a people that cannot have any numbering to them. There's so many. And so God, just give me an understanding heart." There's another person in the Scripture, the widow at Zarephath. When Elijah went down to the brook, God said that when he got finished there, he says, "Go to the widow's house." We read this not too long ago in a message, and how that she was gathering sticks and gathering for the last meal. She was going to die. Her son was going to die. They had nothing else. Elijah said, "Just make me a cake first." And she said, "But I'm preparing this for me and my son, and when we eat this, we're going to die." But Elijah said, "Give me it first." So she did as the man of God asked her to do, and she was seeking the Lord. She was seeking the righteousness of God. She was following after the man of God. He says, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread." She said, "I have not. I don't have it. I've just got a little cruse of oil. I've got just a little bit of oil. I've got a little bit of meal, and when it's gone, when it's spent, my son and I, we shall die." And Elijah said, "Give it to me first." God always wants us to put Him first. God always wants us to have Him in the right place. In 2 Chronicles, there was a man by the name of Hezekiah. And he sought after the things in the law of God that the Lord might bless him. Then Daniel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, the Bible says that Daniel, when he knew the writing was signed, he went to his house, and the windows being open, he bowed and he prayed, even though the law said he couldn't do it. Even though the law said you cannot bow to anyone except Nebuchadnezzar, you cannot perform that action. And so Daniel went to his house, and the windows were open as they always had been, and he prayed to his God, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these things shall be added to you." And so here we find Daniel looking for the righteousness, looking for the first place that God had in his life. You and I tonight, we ought to have the same attitude. If they tell us we can't do it, and God says we can, then we ought to understand we can. We ought to understand that the Lord will help us. The Lord will guide us and direct us. Look at Solomon. These three that we noticed, Solomon, the widow, Daniel, those three main characters. What happened to Solomon? Did he starve to death? Did he have a weak kingdom? Of course, we know the story. And the Scripture tells us here that in 1 Kings, he tells us that God took care of him. It says, "And the Lord said to him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither riches for thyself, nor hast life of thy for the life of thy enemies, but hast asked thyself understanding and discernment." He said, because you did not ask for those personal things, you just asked for an understanding and a discerning spirit. He says, "Behold, I have done according to thy works. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall rise like unto thee." And then verse 13 of 1 Kings 3 says, "I have also given to thee, which thou hast not asked." Give me my daily bread. Solomon said, "All I need is a discerning spirit." And God says, because you didn't ask for a long life, you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for the lives of your enemies, you did not ask for any of those things, God said, "I will give you what you did not ask for." God can give us our daily bread. God can give us those things that that are there. But we seek first the kingdom of God. I wonder what God would have given David if he'd asked for a long life. God would have given him a long life, but he might have died a pauper. What if he'd asked for the lives of his enemies? He probably could have been a great warrior and killed all of his enemies, but he wouldn't have had the understanding heart. He wouldn't have had all those other things. But because he was not selfish in his actions and selfish in his prayer and asking to God, God gave him all those things that he did not ask for. What a wonderful God we have. Then the widow of Zarephath, because she gave her last meal to the man of God. She gave her last morsel. She gave her last oil. She put together a cake and gave it to Elijah. Did she die? Did she starve to death? No. God made sure the cruse of oil stayed, and he made sure the barrel of meal never went empty. God's very able to give us our daily bread. God is very capable of giving to us, but I believe it's dependent upon us seeking first the kingdom of God. What about Daniel? Did Daniel die because he prayed? Was Daniel put in prison because he prayed? No. The Bible says in Daniel 6:28, so this Daniel prospered. God prospered him. And he was not only in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, but he was in one or two other kingdoms, and Daniel died an old man there as a captive, but he had great authority, had great power, because God blessed him because he prayed, give us this day. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God takes care of you and I. Sometimes God asks us to do things we don't understand. Well, guess what? He can take care of us. Sometimes he asks us to do things we have no way of understanding. How can we do that? And I'm glad God has the ability to give us and to do and to help us with every issue of life. Give us this day. We may not pray it much in America, and many people may not feel like we need that, but we still need the Lord to give us our daily bread. We still need Him, that little morsel of bread, just sustenance. Because in a flash, your life can change. In a moment, all the good things that we think we've accumulated, they're not worth much. All of a sudden, a disease comes into our body and the riches we have doesn't matter. I've told you the story of a man I worked for. He was over a chain of stores in Indiana and had a store down in Crittenden County. And very, very good businessman, a very nice man, but he didn't know God. He didn't care about God. And he came in the store one day and we were talking. He said, you know, I'd give every dollar I've got if I could be assured that I'll have one more year of life. They had just told him he was dying of cancer. All of a sudden, the money didn't matter. All of a sudden, it didn't matter how much he had in the bank. He would be willing to give it just to have life. And I had the opportunity to talk to him about the Lord, and there's a better life than this life. I don't know what he did with it, but he did listen. And so we understand that we seek first God's kingdom, and he will add these things to us. He says, verse 31 of our text, chapter 9, Matthew 6, wherefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Whither shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For I have underlined these next words, your heavenly Father knoweth. Food, clothing, daily life. I'm glad my heavenly Father knows it. He knows my need. And then it goes on. He says, God knows, our Father knows we have need of these things. It's not in secret. God knows what we need. We may not tell anybody. We may have an issue in our body. There may be a disease that no one knows about, but God knows about it. And He can add to us the things in our life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What was those things? Food, water, bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Those are the real important things anyway. Life. Just life. So when we pray, ask the Lord, give us this day. Because He can withhold it. It doesn't take much to withhold. And we would do without. We are here because of God, and we stay here alive because of God, and He gives us all these things because He loves us. So may we seek the kingdom of God. May we look after Him, and He can add these things unto us. Well, let's take our prayer request tonight.